Greetings, gentle viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We are in Northern California, USA, today to visit some wonderful friends at the Giant Center. They have graciously invited us to learn some fantastic dishes based on Giant traditions of Carmelist cooking. We will now meet up with Mr. Gresh Shah, former president of the Giant Center.
I'd like to welcome you, your audience of Supreme Master Television, and your Supreme Master for giving us this opportunity to discuss and explain Jain philosophy and Jain diet. This is the Jain Center of Northern California, which is a member-based, member-run religious corporation that was formed as an organization in 1981. The temple that you see behind me and that you're going to see going forward is the building that we built in year 2000. I would like to invite you to come inside so that your audiences can see the beautiful building and beautiful temple that we have built, and then go into our answers on the philosophy and Jain diet. Thank you.
After a nice look around inside the exquisite Jain temple, we were delighted to have the opportunity to talk with Mr. Chetan Sanghvi and Ms. Hina Nadu, both whom have been the Giant Center's former presidents and currently serve roles on the Interfaith Committee. They carefully explained to us the principles of Ahimsa and how it guides their everyday life, including diet, with the higher purpose of attaining purity of soul and enlightenment.
One of the key principles that guides this practice is the principle of non-violence, or Ahimsa. Ahimsa is a way of life where we have this natural compassion for all living beings and respect for their freedom and individuality.
So when and how Jains eat is intrinsically related to the key Jain principle of Ahimsa. Ahimsic actions are those where we respect the right of existence of every living being. Jains principles believe that the higher the level of consciousness, the higher the capacity of feeling pain. And so Jains categorize 5 levels of consciousness, with humans at the highest level and plants at the lowest. So Jain diet strives to include beings at the lowest level of consciousness and involves food that is mainly plant-based. Vegetarian diet definitely is the one that provides the least amount of karmic bondage.
What is interesting is that Jain monks actually consume very little food, and yet they live a long, good and healthy life. Jain food habits is not limited to what we eat. It involves how we eat, how much we eat, and when we eat. For example, one of the Jain practices is not eating after sunset. Today, medical sciences have proven that if you do not consume food 3 or 4 hours prior to sleep, it is quite healthy. Jain believe proper and vegetarian diet, which avoids certain root plants such as onions, garlic, etc., not only help control certain negative emotions, but it's also good for mental health. Good mental health and spiritual practice allows you to control your negative emotions, perform better meditation, and overall enhances your spirituality. Various scientific studies have consistently shown that vegetarian diet benefits consumption and consuming lower amounts of food can extend a person's life span by about 5 years.
We asked Mr. Chetan Sanghvi to explain more about the Jain tradition of avoiding root vegetable.
Mahavir, 2,600 years ago, recognized the level of life and consciousness of plants and many, many millions of microbes that exist that we cannot even see. What Jains prescribe is that we would like to minimize the amount of pain felt by plants and other living microbes. Eating a root-based plant destroys the entire plant, while taking a fruit from a plant may cause less pain. And it does not kill the plant. It all goes back to the main principle of ahimsa. And it is on that principle, really, food habits are formed. Over time, these habits become traditions.
When we return after these messages, we'll visit the Jain Center's kitchen to begin a series of Kamalist cuisines of Jainism.
Namaste, the gracious viewers of Supreme Master Television. I welcome you to this cooking show, Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I welcome you on behalf of Jain Center of Northern California with Jai Jinendra. Jai Jinendra means salute to the victors of karma. We are happy that Supreme Master Television has selected Jain Center of Northern California for this cooking demonstration of Jain way of cooking. I welcome our co-host and our volunteer chef, Praveen Bhai Turakia.
Thank you.
Praveen Bhai has been a long-time volunteer of Jain Center, being his ex-president, being a member of the board. He is professionally an architect. Business-wise, he's a travel agent, and of course he really loves to cook, and he has been a volunteer chef for Jain Center in many of our events. With this, I will turn over to your co-host for today's show.
Thank you very much for inviting us to the Jain Center, and thank you all for the help to show us how to live the compassionate way of life in Jain's way with Jain's vegetarian food. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Supreme Master have showed us in her cooking show how to avoid incurring karma by even avoiding root vegetables. For us vegetarians who are plant-based already, we were surprised that actually we could do that. And it's interesting to know that the Jains have using this diet for thousands of years. So we're so glad to have this chance to learn from you. Praveen, what are you going to show us today?
Oh, today we are going to make plenty of dishes, and it's all colorful, vegetarian, vegan also. And we'll start with tum-tum tomatoes. It's kind of a salad. Then we are making two chutneys. One is coriander, that means cilantro, and mint with some green chilies and some spices in that, particularly chaat masalas. The second chutney is tamarind and dates. And we will top this after that with Indian savory chickpeas noodles, and then we put the chutneys around that to make it little spicy and get some more flavors. And garnish with cilantro and some other things.
What is chutney?
Everything, you make it like a paste kind of form.
Oh,
it's chutney.
Okay.
We call it chutney, basically. So we'll start making green chutney, which is mint and cilantro. Mm-hmm. We'll take some water.
How much water?
Depending, just a cup is fine.
Okay.
Cup of water. And this is curry leaves, so we add some curry leaves in there, some jalapeno peppers, depending on how much hotness you want, some other green chilies, this is to make it hot.
Okay.
Some lemon juice, cilantro, just a cup,
That's about a cup.
Right. And mint leaves, that is also half a cup. We have to add most important ingredient, salt. Without that, nothing is good. So we blend it for just till then it becomes liquefied.
Sure.
So we are done. Take it out. So we'll now move to the tamarind date chutney, which is we already pre-made. Basically take glass of water. We add 1 teaspoon of tamarind paste, which is available readily in the market, Indian supermarket. We take 1 cup of dates. We take a pinch of asafoetida, which is we call it hing, and that enhances the taste for every Indian items. 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder. It's hot. If you want spicier than that, you can add more. This is dhania jeera powder, which is cumin seed and coriander seed blended made to powder. So 1 teaspoon of this dhania jeera powder and 1/2 teaspoon of salt, or to your taste. If you like less, you can put less. If you like more, you can put more. And little bit of lemon juice. Just 1 teaspoon should be fine. We blend all together to make it a paste like that. So this is our dates and tamarind chutney. So we will move now to make it the final product out of this. Just make a bed of this spinach leaves, and then cut the tomatoes, slices of tomatoes, and spread around in a platter. This is an Indian savory, which is made out of chickpeas. We call it sev. So we spread on the top of each tomato slice.
That's really colorful with yellow and green and red.
Yeah, that's the idea, and this is healthy also. At the same time, it's very tasty also. So we now spread the chutneys. This is a mint coriander chutneys, depending how much spicy you like. And then add tamarind date chutney on the top of that. This is little sweet. You may add sugar also if you like sweeter. We can chop the cilantro and then garnish with that.
Sure.
So we are done with our first dishes, tam tam tomato.
Wow, beautiful.
Would you want to try it?
Sure, I'd love to. I can just use
You can use, it's okay. A finger food also.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll request audience later on to join this and share the first item with us also.
It's really delicious.
Oh, good.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing this for us.
Good.
I thought it would be very spicy, but it's not.
No. I made it mild so that everybody can eat it for general public, you know. Mm-hmm. So spiciness is always, you can add, delete, whatever, it's up to your taste.
Please come back to join us for more Calmless Giant Cuisines on future episodes. We'd like to thank the Giant Center of Northern California for sharing their time to introduce benevolent ways of living, coupled with delicious, compassionate dishes. Up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May kindness always prevail as we strive to sustain a harmonious world.